Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion 1:7. Now we talk about the witnesses and the criteria for who can give testimony for seeing the new moon. The Mishnah says, Av uvano shero es hachodesh yelechu. If a father and son both see the new moon, they should go to testify. Lo shemitztarfen zemze, not because they could testify together. Elish im yipasel echad mem, but if one of them would become invalidated, yitztarf hasheni im acher, the other family member could still team up with another witness to give satisfactory testimony to allow for the new moon to cause the month to be mukudash, to be decreed. Now, what's going on over here is that there's a requirement when it comes to testimony to, in Jewish courts, al pi shnei edim, you need two edim to be yakum davar, to establish the halachic fact. And that's true for not just for capital cases and monetary cases, but also even for the kiddush, the sanctification of the new month, because it's also referred to, kiddush hachodesh is also referred to as mishpat. It's hard to translate exactly, the law, and so too, any mishpat, any consideration regarding the law requires two witnesses. Now, the Mishnah, that's the Tanakhama Shita, and therefore the Tanakhama holds that like any other scenario, a father and son cannot testify together as witnesses. In fact, any two relatives cannot testify as witnesses if they're sufficiently closely related. And the reason why is basically based on a pasuk. It's not that we think they're going to lie or conspire. It's just that the drush, there's a drush from a pasuk. The pasuk says, lo yamusu avos al banim uvanim lo yumsu al avos. Children won't be killed through their parents, nor will parents be killed through their children. And the drush there is saying that not only will children or parents not testify against one another, but even won't testify with one another. And that actually applies to all relatives that are sufficiently close, defined elsewhere in Sanhedrin. But the Mishnah here specifically picks a father and son because, as we'll see in a few moments, there actually was a particular episode where a father and son were involved. But this would be true for two brothers, etc. Okay, so the Tanakhama holds that the rules of Eidos testimony apply equally by Kiddush HaChodesh to other scenarios, and therefore a father and son team would be unacceptable based on the drasha on that pasuk. Now, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av uvano v'kola kroven k'sherin le'edus hachodesh. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that when it comes to the testimony to confirm that the new moon had been sighted, relatives are permissible. Parent, father and son, or other kind of relations are indeed acceptable. And the reason why Rabbi Shimon holds this is based on the fact, it's also a drasha, but the fact that when the pasuk says, hachodesh zelachem, this is how the new moon should look to decree the new moon, the mitzvah. That mitzvah is given v'yomar Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron. It's given specifically not just to Moshe, which is usual, but also to Aaron. And the drasha there is to understood that just as it was given to Moshe and Aaron, who were two brothers, to see the new moon. So we learn from there that you can accept witnesses who are relatives like brothers or father and son for Kiddush HaChodesh in general. That's Rabbi Shimon's Shita. And therefore, Kiddush HaChodesh is just different than other kinds of DNA Torah that require testimony of Edom. The Chacham reject that. They say it's true that it's unusual that Aaron is being mentioned, and there's something to learn from that pasuk. But what they say it's to teach you is just as Moshe and Aaron were the Gedolei Hador in their time, and they're the ones who are authorized to the exclusion of other people to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, so too, in every generation, it's only the Gedolei Hador, meaning the Sanhedrin, or who they designate as such, to serve as the Beis Din. You need to have just three people, but they're from the Sanhedrin or from the Sanhedrin's appointees as Gedolei Hador, who are authorized and able to do the sanctification of the new moon. So that's the point of the drush there. Therefore, we're not telling that relatives are permitted to be witnesses together, and therefore they reject that. Now, Amar Biyosi. Rabbi Yossi said, Masa, it actually happened once, but Tuvia HaRofe, Tuvia the doctor, Shera Es HaChodesh, he saw the new moon, B'Yerushalayim, who, not only did he see it, uvano, also his son saw it, va'avdo ha-meshuchrar, and also his freed slave. A freed slave, an eved Kanani who was emancipated, becomes a full-blown Jew, just like a convert, because to become an eved Kanani in the first place requires not just the acceptance of keeping the Torah as mitzvahs like any Jewish woman, those same requirements, but also there's a bris milah, a circumcision that they undergo, and an immersion in a mikvah. So that's really the requirements of conversion as well. Therefore, it's sort of almost like a, when they get nishtachrer, they get emancipated, it's like a, almost like a conversion to the back door, if you will. So an eved meshuchrar, a freed slave, is essentially a Jew across the board, just like a convert. The only question is if they're acceptable as witnesses because they're not from Jewish lineage or not. So there's these three people, the father, the son, and the freed slave. And they all went now to testify regarding the new moon. Now, according to Tanakhama, the father and son would be unacceptable. According to Rabbi Shimon, they would be yes acceptable. Now, when they arrived, kiblu ha-kohanim oso ve-esbeno. The kohanim who were there, it's not perfectly clear who these kohanim were, if they were authorized or they're sticking the nose where they didn't belong, it's not clear. But anyways, the kohanim there, they gave their opinion, and they said Tuvia and his son will be acceptable, meaning they are agreeing with Rabbi Shimon's drasha, and they were not going to allow the Eved Meshachrar, the freed slave. However, Ufasalu es Avdo, and they reject the freed slave, Tuvia's slave. However, Ukashabo lefnei Bezin, when they actually came before the Sanhedrin itself, who Paskin according to Lach, how it is, Kiblu Osova es Avdo, they accepted Tuvia and his freed slave, Ufasalu es Beno, and they rejected Tuvia's son. Meaning they Paskin like the Tanakhama, that a father and son cannot testify together, nor can any relatives to combine for Edus for Kiddush HaChodesh, but an Eved Meshuchrar, or an emancipated slave, is now a full-blown Jew in every sense of the word, even to give Edus, to give testimony, while a slave is still a slave before emancipation. As we'll see in the next Mishnah, he is not kosher for Edus, but once he's emancipated, he's a full-blown Jew and can be accepted, along with Tuvia in this case, to give Edus to be Mekadosh the Chodesh.